Chapter 10. Just a Phase. Dante. While Adam looked after Emma, I went online and looked for information about DNA tests. This was the only way to know if the baby was really mine. The test was very expensive, and it cost more than half of all the money that I had. When I went downstairs, Adam still hadn't moved.
"She's lovely," he said.
"You're so lucky." "Lucky?" He couldn't be serious.
"Yes, because she'll love you without question, probably until she's about 13.
That's when most kids realize that their parents are stupid."
"You know a lot for a 16-year-old.
I may be shorter, younger, and thinner than you, but I'm greater than you in every other way."
I laughed. It felt strange, but good. Adam was right. He was funny, smart, good-looking, and did well in everything without trying. Not like me. I had to work really hard for everything I wanted. When Adam was 12, he told me and Dad that he was going to be a famous actor.
"It's very difficult," Dad began.
"What if you can't be an actor? You should have a plan B."
"I don't need a plan B," replied Adam. "A plan B means that somewhere in my head, I think that I'll fail. But I'm too good to fail."
Dad and I looked at each other, but we didn't say anything.
"I'd love to be a dad one day,"
Adam said, looking down at Emma. "But it's not going to happen." "When you meet the right girl..."
"If I meet the right person, it won't be a woman."
"I don't want to talk about this, Adam," I said, turning away.
"No," he replied, "you never do."
"Look, you're too young to know who or what you really are. This is just a phase, and it'll pass. I just don't want you to get hurt," I told him. "You need to choose your moments."
"Do you mean the moments to talk about things that are important to me, or the moments when you think that I should not?"
Was Adam trying not to understand me?
"Did you love Melanie?"
Adam asked, unexpectedly. I shook my head.
"That's sad," he replied. "Someone as special as your daughter should be made with love."
Yes, Adam was right. Unlike me, Adam trusted everybody and everything until he had a reason not to. This was a beautiful thing, but it also made me worry about him.